Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K3FR. Activating the Frontier Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. I don't have a discussion topic tonight, but I can run through general class license pool questions. With that, do we have any announcements from board members? K3FR.
W4RKU.
W4RKU, go ahead, this is K3FR.
Okay, one, I wanted to let folks know we still have the Vent Hill special event station, K4V, coming up on October 1st and 2nd. We're still looking for operators. Information is on the website. And sign up sheet you can get to via the membership page, and then on October 6th we have the next club meeting. It is different than our normal every other Thursday meeting because scheduling conflict. So those are the only two come off the top of my head. Back to you, Ron. K3FR, W4RKU.
Okay, very good. W4RKU, this is K3FR. I also would add in there the Saturday informal breakfast meeting at the Wegmans in Gainesville at 8:30 in the morning. I'll log you in here, Kevin. Should have done it earlier. And we'll now open up the net to mobile and portable stations. Mobile and portable stations only. This is K3FR. Please check in now.
KX4O, Mobile. KO4, November Mike Charlie, no comment.
Kilo Alpha 4, Bravo Oscar Lima, in and out.
Okay. I picked up KX4O, KO4NMC, and KA4BOL in and out. John, what do you have for us this evening? KX4O, K3FR.
Good evening, everyone. KX4O Mobile. I just got done polishing off, if you can call it that, a PowerPoint presentation on, what did I call it, the InFed Half-Wave Dipole with and without counterpoise, lessons learned. And I'll be giving that at a government thing here in a week. And if it works out pretty well, maybe I can tone it down a little bit and give it to the membership someday. A lot of interesting stuff, a couple of unobvious conclusions, and good stuff. Anyway. That's all I have. Thanks for doing the net. This is KX4O Mobile.
Thank you, John. KX4O K3FR. Now, Alan, KO4NMC, do you have anything for the net? K3FR.
Thanks, K3FR. This is KO4NMC Mobile. I don't really have anything to share tonight, but I appreciate being on the net. Thanks for checking with me. Back to net, KO4NMC Mobile.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. And what I'll do now is
take regular check-ins. Okay, I should actually check for, let me check for internet-connected stations. Any internet-connected stations for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, K3FR? All right, nothing heard. With that, we'll move on to regular stations. K3FR is opening the net to regular check-ins. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
This is K2PI.
KM4SPL, no comment.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
W8BT.
This is KO4VNZ, no comment.
KY4OP.
All right, very good. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo. Let's hold it here. Stations I have recorded as checked in is K1HTV, Rich, K04WYX, Matt, K2PI, Harv, KN4SPL, no comment, KM4OCH, W8BT, KO4VNZ, also no comment, and KY4OP. I noticed there was one duplex in, or one, one over talk back there. If I didn't get your call, please sign in now, K3FR.
This is K4GVH, Robert. We'll wait.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Robert, for checking in. Let me go down the list here. Did have one thought for a potential topic. DX, not just experience with DX that you work during the day normally, et cetera, but some of us actually have had chance to work from DX perspective. And that could even include rare sections and grids. Any interest in discussing that? With that, we'll move on to Rich, K1HTV. This is K3FR.
K3FR from K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Thanks for doing the net, Ron. Doing a great job. Let's see, what's going on here? Mostly DXing the past couple of days. Solar flux is up to around 137 last I looked. A index is 9, K index is 2. Tens have been open quite nicely. Worked out to Fiji and French Polynesia this afternoon, a little bit earlier over to Saudi Arabia on 10 meters. And FK8, 17 is good up to the Pacific. FK8HM has been active from New Caledonia. And 20, worked a new station in Mauritius, 3B8, BAP, and never, or RAP, never heard of them on before. So another new one from the Indian Ocean. Looking forward to the Saturday breakfast, 8:30 at Wegmans. See you all there. The expedition to the Comoros is still active. FH-OK1M is on from Comoros Islands, if you haven't worked that, if you're a DXer. Worked them on 20 via Long Path this morning. Over the Pacific, over Australia, all the way into the Indian Ocean, off to the coast of Africa, where the Comoros Islands is located, east of Africa in the Indian Ocean. One good thing about DXing, you certainly learn a lot about geography. I've always enjoyed that, learning about these countries, where they are, their politics, the beam heading. Ask me a country, I'd probably tell you the beam heading within 10 degrees. Anyway, on Friday, we'll be heading down to club member K4GVH, Robert. His brother cut his coax to his HF antenna in the process of replacing a deck. Without telling Robert, instead of unscrewing a barrel connector, he cut the cable. And the cable's about 12 years old, so Robert wanted some new cable. So I ordered some from Amazon. It came yesterday, came today, 100-foot run with cable, with connectors on it. So Mark, K4SO, and I will be heading down there Friday to replace the cable and check out the antenna with SWR bridge and make sure everything is working. So we'll be busy on Friday. That's it from here. Back to net control. K1HTV.
All right, thank you, Rich. K1HTV, very good. Thank you for all the DX interest there and notes.
One thing, note on that that cable, the Robert's SWR is probably going to go up a little bit. So you may have to do a little bit of tuning there. The loss in the cable would be a little bit more. I'm sorry, a little bit less now with new cable than with the old. Oh, very good. Thank you. Matt, what do you have for the net here? KO4WYX, K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4WYX. Not much actual radio play this week. I have been on slow construction mode of building my shack in my shack, my little 10x10 room. I'll be doing electrical this weekend. I picked up all of my supplies, and boy, is copper expensive, as we all probably know that. But I'll get all that done this weekend, which will be really nice. I also plan on, I shot this out by email to the groups I owe. There's a presentation about VARA AC, which is a mode that I like to play in. The presentation is by the creator and one of his key developers, I guess I would say. So I'm kind of looking forward to that tonight at 9 o'clock. If you guys are interested, I shot it out by groups I owe yesterday. That's all I got going on. I will see you guys on Saturday at the breakfast. I always look forward to that. But that's all I got for this week. This is KO4WIX. Back to Matt.
Thank you very much, Matt. And, yep, looking forward to the breakfast on Saturday. KQPI, Barb, I know you've operated for some DX locations. So how's the signals down there from us? K2PI, this is K3FR for the Farah General Services Net.
Good. Good evening, K3FR and the Net from K2PI. And thanks for the question, Ron. Yeah, I've been at DX station at a couple of places where I dealt with some pretty mammoth pileups. And I'll tell you, working as DX, depending upon where the station's site is, if it's urban and it's in a third world country, or as they like to say now, developing country, the noise floor is incredible. And I think that people don't realize that if you've got an S9 plus 10 or 20 noise floor, only the strongest stations are being heard. And that's somewhat counterbalanced nowadays with the FT modes and when people use CW, which is why I prefer CW in most of those. But you do have to understand the DX sometimes cannot hear you anywhere near as well as you can hear them, even if they're using low power and poor antennas. So keep trying. You'll be surprised. You'll pop up above the noise floor and they'll work you. But you're going to have to be persistent on it. Radio stuff this week has been kind of light. I've listened around the bands a little bit, and I'm glad to hear them perking up. And, of course, the low bands are getting better as the winter season sets in. I'll be putting out my east-west beverage coming up here in the next few weeks after the mowing stops and the leaves start falling, so I look forward to that season. I started a new job this week, so I've been busy with that and learning the ropes. It's quite a big difference to go from a company of 1.4 million people to one of less than 900 people, and that's been quite a refreshing change, actually. Back to net. Good evening to everybody. K3FR, K2PI.
Okay, thank you very much for your perspective there, Arv. K2PI, this is K3FR. I also had a little bit of, I kind of want to call it DX, but it's not quite because it's fairly close in. For 2 years, I operated, was licensed and operated in Canada in the province of Quebec as VE2AXW back in the early and mid 70s. And had quite a bit of fun there operating. And now we did have good power and line noise. It was very quiet actually where I was, and I was lucky enough to be up on a bit of a hill. So even with not very tall antennas with a tri-bander at 40 feet, I was able to do quite well on 20 and 15 meters at that time. So it was a very big experience, very good, very interesting to be able to call CQ in a in something like the sweepstakes and actually have people come back to you rather than you have to being the chaser. Another interesting location to work from, too. I did spend a couple of years, 5 years actually, out in Utah, which is not a too heavily populated state, ham radio-wise. But I'd be surprised that there are a number of stations out there. However, the orientation of the mountains kind of messes things up trying to get to the East Coast from Utah. We'll leave it there for that for a moment. Let's see. Bob was... just no comment. And so now we go to Gil, KM4OZH. And I'll have that information for you, Gil, in the next day. K3FR, go ahead.
K3FR, KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. And personal, Ron, you really don't need to worry about that yet because you'll be talking to deaf ears in that explanation. So... Maybe a little further along, we're referring to a FT8 learning curve here is what to everybody so they understand what this private conversation is talking about. Let's see here. Oh, it's good to hear you, Ron. And let's see here. So what? So KX4O John is doing an NFED antenna report. It sounds like and. And it seems that Rich is gung ho on the on an NFED antenna at the Vin Hill special event. So I don't know whether that report needs to come to John. I know that report needs to come to us soon for the. Yeah, I don't know anything about NFED antennas. It's a wire you hook to your radio, but there are a lot of other things there. So anyway, I just been working on some other things today. I really haven't done much for radio here this week, but I will be at the breakfast on Saturday. I hope to see you all there. So this is KM4OZH. Back to net.
Okay, very good, Gil. Thank you an awful lot. Travis, what you got for us? WABC, K3FR.
Hey, good evening, Ron and everybody on the net. I just got sidetracked there by Gil's comment. I think the NFED halfway John is referring to, Gil, you didn't come to field day, so you didn't get to see it, but it was at field day. I believe that's the one John is referring to. It did quite well. Sorry you didn't get to see it. You'll just have to wait for the comments. Haven't done a whole lot in radio this week, and I've got family coming in, actually getting in next week, so... I don't know how much time I'll be able to spend at Vin Hill, but I might bring her over there and maybe show her what some amateur radio field day type special event is all about. But anyway, just glad to hear everybody on the net. That's about it. K3FR, WABT, back to net.
Okay, good, Travis. Thank you very much for your reports here. One thing I did want to note... got an email this week from, from Paul Bork at ARL International DX Digital Contest, International Digital Contest Coordinator in 1SFB. He was asking for information substantiate my claim as a totally enclosed station, or it's all antennas, et cetera, inside the building. And, of course, I do try to meet that, so I'm going to see what I'm going to have to provide for him. He's asking for either a description or photographs. Don't like particularly to have to go up into my attic, but I have to take a picture of the feed point of the antenna. I guess I'll have to do that. let's see. Chuck was on. He was just no comment. How about Nick? KY4OP, K3FR.
K3FR, KY4OP. Doing well tonight. This week I've actually been able to get out quite a bit and do radio. Saturday, the 4-H Club went up and did a combination Parks on the Air, Summits on the Air. We had a couple of families that got sick, so we didn't do both summits simultaneously like we originally had planned. Went up and did Hawksbill as a club, and then Shenandoah National Park, of course, for the Parks on the Air. And got both the park and the summit activated. Summit activated actually multiple times by a couple different call signs that were up with us. And then afterwards, Bree and I actually then, after we kind of had a lunch together as a group, Bree and I decided we were going to go do Stony Man. And so Bree went up and activated Stony Man, since that was a nice easy hike just down the road from where we were eating lunch. So, and then Monday I had some time off from work and had been wanting to go do a radar activation for Parks on the Air's radar awards. I had gotten one for three transitions in the past and was aiming for the next one, which was five. And so Monday went and did five parks around my home QTH and got that. Interesting hearing about the NFED half waves. That's actually what I switched to. I just recently built one of the NFED half wave 49-1 networks from ARL. And so I took that out for the first time for that. It seemed to work really well. I did have a counterpoise with me and ended up not using it the one time I put it on there. The SWR didn't come out the way I was expecting it to with that, so I took it back off and everything worked well. So I will be interested to hear the with counterpoise, without counterpoise from KX40 at some point in the future. So let's see. Other than that, Saturday I won't be able to make it to the breakfast. We will actually be down at State Fair. Showing goats, or more accurately, Bree and my wife will be, and I'll be there to help. So this is KY4OP, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Nick. KY4OP, K3FR. I did make a point to try to listen for you, but my distance and being indoors wasn't getting very good signals here. I'm kind of thinking that maybe some of the construction material around this condo has been aluminized on the outer edge or outer side. I don't know. I have to run some tests to see what the near field transmission is across the walls there. Anyway, now to Robert, our new member, K4GVH, K3FR. Go ahead. What do you have, Robert?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone on the net as usual. I've been working all day today, been splitting wood, and still got to go back in a couple of weeks and do the same old thing all back over in about 2 weeks. Been splitting wood. We had to get it all out of my cousin's driveway, free wood that people bought them. And some of that stuff was heavy. I started lifting great big blocks today and handing them up there on the splitter and then working a lever too while he was feeding it. So I've had a busy day there. So be working again sometime another in 2 weeks. I made $50 today. I'm going to take that to Dad's and put that up and add back up to some more money where I broke into over the weekend and bought something. So now I got to put some more back into the kitty and that sort of thing. I'm starting to build all the way back up for my club dues next year. So other than that, I'm doing well and going to be off all this weekend. So I'll be looking forward for Rich and him to come over and get that cable back up and running for my HF. But then my brother's going to wind up moving it eventually and putting it up into on some pipes when he cuts that big poplar tree down to hold it up. And I don't know how that's going to go. We'll have to see that is eventually. So other than that, y'all take care on the net. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel. K4GVH, and looking forward to hopefully if somebody will be around to pick me up for the next club meeting in October the 6th. K4GVH, back to net control. Send me some.
Good, Robert. K4GVH, K3FR, and wishing you good luck with the new cable there. And also any improvements to your antenna that you can end up accomplishing while you're going through the work with the feed line there, and good for your you're also earning some money there for putting into AM radio. That's always very interesting to be able to do is take a little bit of what you've got or have gained and purchase something new or a correction there to some changes to your equipment. So now it gets us down to the end of the NEPT list that I have right now. Let's try to take another round for check-ins and any rechecks. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo for the FARA General Service Net. Over.
KB4 recheck.
This is KB4CFP, Greg, Spotsylvania.
W4RKU. I don't know if I'm a recheck since I never got checked. But anyway, me.
Okay, I apologize there, Kevin. I should have gone to you first. So let me take the rechecks here first, quick, and see how they go. W4RKU K3FR.
K3FR W4RKU. Actually, it worked out pretty good because the NFED discussion was interesting. I used an NFED for 5 years now, and I have gotten 191 countries in various modes, and because of my setup, I can't really use anything else. I have tried it with a counterpoise, and I took it off. Seems to be better. To use it, the way that it works is it uses the outside of the shield for the other half of the antenna. We did use it also at field day for the CW station, and I'm providing it for the, I'm guessing, CW station at Bent Hill. So, it works for me. Is it as great as a dipole? I no, but then again, you know, I can work any band from 6 all the way up to, and it tunes up on 80, but it probably doesn't, you know, do much, but through 80, and I've made contact with it, so that's it. The only thing I've been working on this week is I'm trying to get set up for this weekend's CQ Worldwide Reading Contest, but doing it remotely, which is kind of interesting in the logging process. So that's all I have to add in, and now I'll turn it back over to you. Turn it net back over to you, Ron, K3FR, W4RKU, but connect.
Okay, Captain. Very good. Thank you. Rich, your recheck there, K3FR.
K3FR, K1HG. I had a question for KW4RKU, Kevin, and I assume that you dropped, the question was, did you drop the antenna off at N7IBV's place today? And I guess the answer is yes. And the other question was, does this antenna have a 49-to-1 balun? Is it one of those that has a matches with a 49-to-1 balun? And that's my question for Kevin. Also, just forgot, I've been on 15 meters the past since everybody's checked in. I had my last turn, worked at the station in China, also VK5 in Australia. So 15 is still open quite nicely to the west. That's it. So back to net control, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, K1HTV. And now KB4CSP, welcome to the net. This is K3FR. What do you have for us?
Good evening to you and everybody on the net. I call KB4 Chocolate Fried Potatoes. Some of you have talked to me before. The handle is Greg, golfer on the Echo Golf. As of the 19th of September, I've been appointed to be the assistant district EC coordinator for District 2. And I'm trying to track down any ECs. Does anybody know who the EC, if there is one, for Fauquier County?
W4RKU.
You can go ahead, Kevin, K3FR.
Our EC would be Mark KD6 AKC
if you look under Google, fuck your Aries, the information, he's got his own website up, so that should help you out. K3FR, WFR to you.
Okay, Greg, do you need a repeat on that? WKK, KBD4, CSP, K3FR?
Yeah, I've got KD6 and missed the rest in this mark.
AKC.
Okay, KD6, Alpha, Kilo, Charlie.
Correct.
Thank you. That's about it for now. Back to net control, KB4CSP.
Okay, KB4CSP, K3FR. Thank you. let's see. Anything else here? Yeah, I'll be looking forward to the presentation of the NFEDs as well. I was going through and curating some photos from some family photos from a year or so ago, and discovered that my father had actually, I know he was a ham for about from 1920 until when he passed away in 77, but he always eschewed contests, and I was, you know, disappointed that he didn't think that my efforts in contesting were worth as much as I thought that they were worth. But to make a long story short, it turns out that I found a newspaper article that he had actually placed second in the 1931 relay tests, ARL relay tests in the beginning of the year, that year. What you had to do, there were originating stations that were identified by the ARL. They were given about a 9-character code to originate as a message that had to be relayed, I think it was about 3 times, to the West Coast, and then a confirmation message sent back. Well, anyway, his time was 48 minutes. The winner's time was 32 minutes. But there's also plenty of pictures of his equipment in the family album here. So one of which was and this was for 80 meters, a 75-foot mast of steel galvanized gutter pipe. I remember this was in 1931, so they were using the heavy-duty stuff at that time. And I can identify 3 guy points for it, and notation on the back says it's a 75-foot mast of gutter pipe supporting a ZEP for the Farranet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farranet@w4va.org. Stand by for the tone settings.
Okay, Ron, you signed out about a minute ago. Your last comment was about pipe supporting a ZEP. K1HTV.
K3FR, W4RKU.
Ron, you timed out about a minute and a half ago. The last comment you made was about a ZEP supported by a pipe. K1HTV.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to be a little bit slower with getting back on the button there, Rich. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the note there. And enjoy the net. This is K3FR closing the Farranet.
I asked the question of W4RKU, which did not get answered, and the question is, does the long wire antenna that you I assume brought over to N7IVVs, the Brads today, does that one include a 49-to-1 Balun, Kevin, over?
K1 K1HTV, W4RKU. The one I brought over is a 9-to-1. I do have a 49-to-1, but I don't know how much power it can handle. It can handle 100 watts, I believe, SSD. I use a 49-to-1 here at my apartment with a little bit of wire, 65 feet of wire, for my QRP rig, and the one I have up there is at my station is, an, I believe, a 9-to-1 still, though I would like to replace it with a 49-to-1. The only difference, I mean, I know they radiate better, but they're also a little bit more touchy on the tuning. I don't know why you're asking, do you?
It's K1HD. I just wondered if it was complete or if it needed a balun of any sort, any matching device, but you answered the question. Yeah, 9-to-1 should work. I assume that it'll work at least on 20 and 40?
Easily.
Very good. Okay. That's good. And they're also talking about using it for 10 meters, but I'm not sure what kind of propagation we'll have, but we'll find out the day of the events. I'll be there Saturday at least 2 o'clock. I'll probably get there earlier, but at least be in there for 1 hour. Are you going to do some CW as well, or...?
I don't think so, Rich, because, as you know, I cannot do conversational QSOs, and I don't think it would be fair if, you know, people have questions like, what's it about or something. I mean, if it was a simple 599 or whatever, I could do it, but, I mean, I can hear fine, it's just, I can't do it with my hands. Unfortunately, which bums me out.
I understand. I assume you also have problems typing. If you could type, you could always do a control K, I think it is, in the N1MM, to start going into keying mode, and you could actually type comments, text, and then to get out when you're finished, toggle it back off again. I believe it's control K, but I don't normally use that mode, but it's available there. Okay, very good. If you're going to be there, are you going to be there during the day at least to talk about the what the club's doing as a talking helper? Over.
Oh, absolutely. I would be there. And the only thing I wish, I have used the control K and N1MM. However, the way it works is as soon as you hit the key, it sends it. So it you can't type ahead. And I don't like that feature. It'd be nice if I could type ahead and then hit, like, enter, and then it would send that string. But my typing skills, as you guess, are not great, and it would be coming out, like, at 5 words a minute, probably. So, but I'll be there, so I'll, you know, it'll be cool. Let's go, K1HTV, W4RKU, clear.
Very good, Kevin. Well, you can always write a macro, you know, with a general comment about what's going on. Just hit the macro key, and then, or if you're going to type, you know, slow the speed down, so, it'll sound a little bit slower, but it won't sound, it'll still probably sound strange having sending some letters in. If you have to make a mistake looking for a key. I wish I was a touch typist, but I'm not. I can type fairly well, but two or four fingers. Anyway, take care. Good to see you on the radio again, and thanks for bringing the antenna over to Brad's. I brought some poles over there the other day, so we should be good to go. John is going to be working on getting the okay to use one of the trees across the long grassy area, probably a good 100 feet away. And the property is not owned by the museum. It's owned by an individual, so permissions will be needed to go across the field and to use the tree to support at the end of one of the year antennas. So anyway, 7-3. We'll see you later, Brian. Brian, I'm Kevin. W4RKU. This is K1HTV. Good night, all.
K3FR, just doing telephone.
Do you have a timer on your radio, Ron?
K1HTV, K3FR. Yes, I do. I just don't set it.
I'd think it might be a good idea to set it. Set it for at least, set it for 3 minutes. I set mine for 3 minutes, and when it beeps, I'm usually, I've already timed up a timer by 2 seconds. So my internal 3 minute timer is really 3 minutes and 2 seconds. Or maybe the hillside timer is 2 minutes and 58 seconds or something, but I always seem to time it out if I go with that. So I had to set mine down to 2 minutes. And you may want to do, at least check, see if your 3 minute timer is truly 3 minutes so you won't time out the repeater. Anyway, thanks for doing that. Good job. K3FR, K1HTV.
Yeah, K1HTV, K3FR, fine. Thanks an awful lot for the comments. And let's see, this is your. I don't want to close it. Okay. And, I got to learn to be a little bit less wordy. He'll tell you I can talk. I ended up doing the presentation for the OVH meeting last night. My contesting and logging experiences with points and stuff. It was very interesting. Had some good comments on it. So, take care. Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday, Rich. K1HTV, K3FR.
Very good. See, I'm looking forward to Saturday. For those DXers, I just looked on 15 meters, and I see 9N7 AA in Nepal coming through over the North Pole from far, far away. He's minus 11, but that's with a three-element Yagi at 70 feet. So although some of the long wires will do well, don't be surprised to see 9N7 Alpha Alpha coming through from Nepal right now on 15 meters. 7-3 guys, K1HTV going up to 15. K2PI, K2PI, K1HTV. K2PI, K2PI, K1HTV. If you're listening, Carb, you've been called by a BD4 in your transmit sequence, a Chinese station coming back to you. This is K1HTV.